gorgeous summer day out here at the Warren County Fair in Indiana, here with the WITY Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. I'm Brennan Easter, and I'm joined by Seth Himes to talk about some of his experiences with 4-H. How are you doing today, Seth?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. So I hear you've been taking care of a horse for a while.
Yeah, I have a horse in the barn.
How old is she? What's her name?
She's roughly 23 years old. Her name's Larka. She's blind in her left eye. She's white. She's pretty big. And she doesn't eat a lot.
So go ahead and walk me through a day in taking care of your horse. Like, what goes on there?
In the morning, you gotta bring her food and water. And usually you take her out to a field or a pasture. Right now they can't go out because there's no pasture for them to go in.
Right.
You usually let them graze. In the evening, bring them back in, give them food and water and grain. That's about it.
You entering her into any contests this weekend?
I'm riding her doing the show in some of the classes.
All right. Well, best of luck to you there. Some of the other stuff, you said you were also involved in the dog show, right?
I have a dog named Placo. She's a doodle. She did the obedience class in the dog show.
And how did that go for you?
She got first overall.
Nice. Well done.
But she did pretty good.
So you want to talk about some of the, I guess, training that you do with your dog?
They like you to train, like, during the... They have a big class during the week for about 30 minutes. And then you usually want to take at home, work with them for 10 to 15 minutes every day.
Okay, and is that something that you've been doing for a while, or?
I've been doing it for about 4 years.
Something you just enjoy doing, or?
I enjoy it, but I do 4-H and I had to do another third thing, so I just picked dog.
Is that your favorite thing that you do in 4-H, or is there something else that you like more?
I like doing the shooting sports. And I got to make something this year, a target, so that was pretty fun.
You said you made a target for the projects?
Yeah. I welded some targets on the rebar and made a little standing target.
Nice, that's awesome. And is there some kind of competition you participate in for your shooting, or?
There's no competition, but they have, like, open ranges where you can go shoot at targets with a lot of different weapons.
And that's something that you enjoy doing in your free time, and it's something that you really look forward to every day? Or
I didn't get to go to very many of them because other sports, but I do enjoy going to them.
I guess I'd never ask, but how old are you? Or what year are you in?
I'm 14.
So that's like 8th grade?
I'm going into my 9th grade year.
Okay, so you're a freshman now.
Yeah.
And you've been involved in 4-H for like 7 or 8 years now?
Four or five.
Okay. And I'm guessing that's something that you just really enjoy doing and you're happy that you've been doing it?
Yeah.
Any other opportunities in 4-H you're looking forward to taking part in the future?
I'm doing the 4-H Olympics, so I'm hoping that's going to be fun.
What is the 4-H Olympics? Like, what's going on there?
Well, I think it's where you take a greasy watermelon and you got to go over obstacles and something like that.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is.
Well, thank you for your time, Seth. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.
And be sure to stay tuned here to WITY for continued fair coverage here throughout the week.